Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Okay, so under the ranger's guidance, you guys are heading back to Red Larch. Would you guys like a
Larch?
I was going to give you a moment to say that. We're all going to have to watch Monty Python to get that.
Monty Python Flying Circus, to be specific.
Right.
The series.
Because there's people at home listening right now going, what the hell is
right.
The
well, then they won't get the cushy chair reference either.
No.
Because no one expects this kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, so is this good for your marching order going that direction?
Well, I thought we were putting the ranger
and
the druid
in front.
You're in the back.
Wait, is it this way in front?
Which way is the group traveling?
Okay,
traveling this way.
Then ranger and druid should be in the front. Because she was guiding us and I was helping her.
Okay.
All right, so that's
druid,
good.
Ranger.
And the druid and the ranger discussing, we took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. We should have been in town by now. Well,
we're going to just take us straight up the Route 65.
As all of a sudden, as you guys are heading down the path, by the way, this is the wash. These are bushes, these are trees, and of course, you know, it's sparse.
If the weather had not been so bad, it would have been a brook or a creek.
Exactly.
Now, since the weather is so terrible,
the river has dried up.
It has dried up.
The waters have receded.
So a wash from
Paylor has Paylor has apparently dried up the river.
No.
He made out of it that he was like, no river.
Okay, so as you guys are coming up, you guys are doing your adventure thing. You're diddly bopping. You're having a good trail.
Diddly.
I like the diddly bopping.
Diddly bopping. Diddly 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 bopping.
Sorry, we're the diddly boppers.
And all of a sudden, as you guys come around,
when we said bopping,
you just can't help yourself.
When we said bopping, has anyone heard Lil Bunny Foo Foo?
Of course.
I was so scared of that song when I was
young. Once upon a time, I could do it in French for you.
Oh yeah.
Indeed.
I remember hearing.
Oh, spoiler alert!
But I won't do that at this time. Because we have to kill people.
And you're still Irish.
And I'm still Irish.
I don't know how the hell you could possibly do French in an Irish accent.
Parlez-vous français?
I'm not really sure how I'm going to francophile this Irish accent.
So. Yeah, that would make your head explode,
is very painful to consider.
as all of a sudden, from just barely beneath the lip of the wash... You guys hear someone say, "See, I told you they're coming." And this gentleman here sticks his head up with a crossbow, and he says, My. So, you're going to have to pay the wash tax.
Are these people familiar in any capacity?
Let's roll initiative.
Remember,
straight to initiative.
How do we know? I mean, okay, who here is just going to automatically attack?
Me.
See? So if I roll initiative, I might get to speak.
You see,
the
Light of Palor really hates bandits, just wants to kill
them. Well, they're preying on the innocent. We're already on hard times. You know, it's for the greater good that these get taken down.
You just want to kill people.
Yeah,
okay, I'm probably going to finish my speech, but let's go ahead and roll initiative since they got the ambush round on me. And they're not nice, you know.
I am totally in support of monologue interrupt.
I was going to try and talk.
So was I, but initiative.
Sister Solace.
I got a 9.
But initiative isn't gonna help.
I got a 9.
18.
Because we can say a sentence and then she's just gonna ship them.
14. Or, sorry, 15.
15.
Because she'll just shoot if I get initiative. If somebody talks first, then I
got an 11.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Well, it does sense.
It all depends on who gets to the trigger finger
who gets
first.
To the trigger finger first. Okay, because if I can talk first, then
you never know.
Okay. Well, he might talk first.
I don't know.
I'm gonna wait to see what everybody else does.
He's lazy.
Well, you know, and he almost died twice. He deserves a break. Did you see the blood stain on his cravat?
Which one of you has a higher dex?
She probably does.
I'm Ben the Ranger.
I'm plus 3.
Yeah, and I'm plus 0.
Okay.
So we know whose trigger finger is going off first.
Oh, lass. She does have an itchy trigger finger.
Okay, Silvio, my friend, you have an issue.
I'm going to wait to see what everybody else.
Okay. So basically he says, you know, we're not wanting all of your money. We're just wanting 20% of whatever coins you're carrying on you. You look like a wealthy lot.
Okay, who's turning now?
Okay, it is the sorcerer's turn.
Let me tell you something about this sign.
It's still got the sign! Wait. To refresh our memory, the sign said what? No trespassing. What did it say? It said don't enter here.
Do not enter.
Like something like that. I just...
Right? It was something.
What does it say? Not that these guys might be literate.
That's for our viewers.
Just so I can remember.
For our listeners at home.
The sign says, come no closer. Least you catch the disfiguring plague that affects me, the Lord of Lancerock.
Right.
Which you all may have broken out in hives, depending on which mushrooms you ate.
So I'm going to saunter up here and say, let me tell you about this sign. And I'm going to narrate it out loud as I illuminate it in light. I'm going to say, now, given that we are a wealthy bunch, and we are probably also powerful enough to have avoided this disfiguring plague, do you really think it is wise to demand of money of us? And I'm going to roll my persuasion.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Do you want the brown dice?
That's going to be a 19.
Ooh. Or not.
He looks at you, and he says, you, sir, are a crafty, sir, for a dragon. We'll take 10% and leave you on your way, just to make sure that we can feed our men.
Good, we only got 10 gold.
For you are surrounded.
Are we surrounded?
I'm going to glance back at the one with the bow.
Well, they both have crossbows.
Coming. Well, I mean, this one.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just going to wait at this point. Because I figured that this is time for initiative to progress.
Okay. So it is now our druid's turn to start some trouble.
You know where we got that sign from. Lance Rock. There was someone there, and then we brutally killed him. You really want to try to rob us?
So he's rolling persuasion too.
Okay.
Or intimidate.
I'm going to roll
intimidate. I guess because we did brutally murder him.
I will give you that because this
guy's his intimidation.
These guys,
his persuasion
this is stacking against them.
3.
You present it so well.
Negative minus 1.
That it sounds like total bullshit.
Oh, that's no good. So cheery. You're just a cheery shillelagh.
Okay. So, Otook, it is your turn.
Right, well, I'll come up with my ladle.
And your jug.
And my jug.
And jug.
Or jugs.
I'm not with you.
All of your jugs.
There's 3 of them.
You know, the thing is, if you just want to feed your merry band of bandits who are surrounding us as you claim, although I don't even smell enough body odor to count for as many bandits as you claim seem to be surrounding us. You know, I could always give you some of our special mushroom stew. I think it would work a treat for feeding you, and then you could leave us on our own. But if you're not going to take the food, then you know I'm just going to have to speak with you forcefully with my ladle upside your heads and teach you a few manners.
Persuasion.
Or
intimidation,
I don't know.
That's like,
are you glaring or are you smiling?
She offered
food, but I always smile.
Then persuasion.
All right, that's a 15.
Ooh, they are getting between the intimidation from the fancy-looking fighter and the persuasion of food.
And the dragon.
Yeah, I know.
And there's always the lovely special drink from the purple mushrooms to serve.
And you say that, too.
Right, yeah.
Okay, you sense that they are definitely being swayed.
I'm going before her. She let me.
I'll hold action.
Okay. Because
she's so antsy. Look at her.
She's okay. so excited.
Sister Solace.
Freaking thaumaturgy. Okay. I'm going to make the ground shake under them for a minute. Okay. And then I'm going to...
The ground shakes.
The ground is like... first I'm going to say, turn from this path of darkness. Pelor, let guide you. We serve Pelor. It's like... And then I'm going to make the ground shake. And I'm going to intimidate. And because of the thaumaturgy, I get advantage.
Okay, I will give you advantage for that, yes.
She just serves soup.
Yes.
Well, I know.
So she offered
soup. Or none of it. These are tough, man.
Friggin' 9? Yeah. Even with...
Send out okay. A 3, you got a 9.
Actually,
on, the ground is shaking.
The ground is shaking. The thaumaturgy is intimidating.
And plus... and I moved up to Hassan here. And I'm here, I'm standing.
Work like that?
Okay.
I didn't think
it's one of the abilities.
One of the abilities.
Yeah. That's why thaumaturgy is good. It's not prestidigitation.
Ah!
She's nice. Got the divine version.
That is one. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm going to go now. Since
okay.
I'm holding my action. And 1, 2, 3, 4. What's my
Silvio.
Name? Each of these is
5. Well, 5 feet, yeah. We're back to normal scale.
Ground shaking. I got a 3. Stop.
As dust is coming
so I can
up.
Move.
I mean, that's
6.
Pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. 30, so I'm over here. Okay, that's where I'm at.
Okay. As they are getting very persuaded, I mean,
they were offered food.
Yes, they're offered food and drink. These
rice, but not gold.
Yeah.
Very few people turned down my lovely special drink.
All of a sudden...
Remember, the first one's always free.
Behind this tree and popping out of the bushes are two more bandits, and they're actually... pretty persuaded by you guys, because the one by the bushes is scared shitless of the dragonborn.
Yes.
This one over here is really persuaded from the whole food, because
what?
We haven't eaten in a while. And as soon as these two other bandits pop out behind you guys that were flanking you and hiding, he goes, come on, cow, we haven't eaten in 2 days. Ever since my farm's dried up, I've been dying for some stew.
Feed them.
Yeah. You know, you might try something other than banditry. It's not working out well for you.
And besides, it's like one of the... I don't have
princes. You see,
like
either Pelor wanted them to turn from their path or feed them. One or the other.
They have the story of the thief who stole bread.
Oh.
And because he was so destitute... He stole bread, but instead of persecuting him, when they found out his plight, they aided him.
No. Stole bread, and then everything bad happens.
Okay, so
Pelor is the god of compassion.
Antonio.
So back to the top of the order. These bandits are seriously getting persuaded. You can tell that they are like, you know what? Fuck it. We don't want to die. You know? We're not the real bandits they speak of. We're the bunch of guys who thought we could score off the bandit reputation. And it is Silvio's turn. You're walking right up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm just going to walk up to him. That's what I do.
Okay.
The sheer silence is intimidating.
Serious. Would you like to roll an intimidate? Because that's exactly how he'd take you. Are your weapons in or out?
My weapons are still in.
Okay.
He doesn't even need to unfurl the weapons. May I see this?
Very intimidating. Oh. Stare him in the eye. Would you like to roll an intimidate?
No. Yeah.
I'll give you advantage on that, because the fact that you're just like a cold stone killer walking up to him.
Like, he's no fear.
Or he could walk up as an amiable fellow.
I'm stalked up. So, 15,
16. Oh, 16?
Yeah.
He's... he is not making eye contact with you, and he has put the crossbow pointing towards the ground, and he is starting, on his turn, he's starting to gesture to his colleagues. Jazz, it is your turn.
Picnic. Let's set the table.
This guy, you said he was shaken by me?
Yes.
So, what does he have?
This guy over here?
Yeah, what's he wearing?
Really crappy looking crossbow.
So I'm going to saunter over to him.
You see him visually trembling as you approach.
I'm going to move my sign down, fading the light from it. Be like, tell you what, let's go hunt some rabbits. We'll show you how to build a homestead here.
Aww, we'll make it lovely.
I can create this bolt of electricity between me and a rabbit.
And it cooks a rabbit at the same time.
Wait, are we doing the picnic or are we showing them the finer points of architecture?
No, I expect you to die, rabbit. I'm Brian Rabbit.
Let's make it.
Okay, Druid, what are you going to do?
I'm going to roll another persuasion on him.
Okay.
Try to calm him down from being scared shitless.
Okay.
17.
He's looking at you like maybe you're a long lost chum. Because when you said homestead, he kind of under his breath mumbles that my homestead burned down when our well dried up.
Oh.
Mine burned down when
bandits attacked.
And I'll look at him and I'll say,
out because the well was
mine, he has no well water and the house caught fire.
Mine burned down when cultists attacked.
Aww. There's about to be a bro hug here coming up on their turn. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we're having drinks, I'm up.
Well, I have a jug of wine right here.
Oh, it's
your turn now.
It is your turn.
All right, well, here's the thing. We'll help you out with this homestead business and the food, and I have stew, and this good sister and I will... heat that up and here's some wine. But the sheriff in town, I think he's looking for some new deputies. You might go and find employment there because I believe he could use some assistance in the sheriff in the department. Don't you think so? You're the senior deputy. Wouldn't you like some assistance to do the hard lifting for you?
Is it, can I?
And I hear some fine butcher.
You can speak. Yeah.
Okay, so my body is between them and everybody else, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to lean in. And you can't hear this, but I'll whisper it anyway to him. I've had a very bad day, and I am not good like the rest of them. And really, what I want to do is drive this dagger through your throat.
And you notice that where he was starting to soften,
your
he gets scared.
Your other friends may, in fact, do some damage to the rest of my group, but you are going to die.
The color just drains from his face.
And if he does not drop his weapon, I'm going to drive my dagger right through his throat.
He should drop his crossbow.
Because either way, he's going
we're
to die first.
We're out of initiative.
Okay.
Well kind of, but we're still... Talon, it's your turn.
I'm holding action.
Okay. Holding action for what?
If they do anything violent, I will shoot the leader.
Okay. The one in front of...
He's kind of blocked right now.
Silvio?
All right, well, then
guy
the guy
next
to him.
Yeah. I was going to say, because you're good at shooting friends in the back.
Apparently.
Not intentionally, though.
Okay.
Yeah, never intentionally. Just
Sister
repeatedly.
Solace.
That's when you don't notice the chaotic evil on her character.
Come, my friends. Let us eat. We will warm up some food. We will brew up some wine, and we will take food together. For is like, as Brother Varric always says, a full stomach helps stoke the inner flame.
Oh, she has quotes. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Okay. So, visibly shaken.
And I'm actually going to start laying out.
I like the weird mix of persuasion and also your throat.
The bandit, it's now their turn, is actually going to take a step back, which, by the way, yes, would provide you an attack of opportunity if you'd like to take it.
Is he letting go?
He is not dropping his crossbow.
Oh, shnikey.
Okay. Go ahead and take your attack of opportunity if you're going for it.
I really want to kill this guy.
Do you smell urine?
We'll see. No, you know what you should do? You should just take a step forward.
Yeah, I'll take a step forward.
Well, on your turn, you could.
Okay.
Because this is their turn. So, as an attack of opportunity, you would get it for his stepping back.
I'll give him one more turn. I really want to just kill him.
Well, his blood makes you feel better.
I'm chaotic neutral. I don't care less.
Chaotic neutral would just completely plain. I just want to kill something, make my day better.
I'm going to kill
you him. Sure you don't want to stab him?
You guys are trying to talk him down, so I'll call him.
Okay. Because that would be the chaotic thing to do, not what everyone expects.
No, I do. Okay, so next round.
Okay, so Bandit basically hollers out to his guys to go ahead and we're going to make friends with these guys.
Good choice.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start a...
there's war.
These two have longbows.
Well, it's like, come, my friend. At least we'll start... Otak and I will start setting up a makeshift picnic area.
Well, they're setting up.
And start a fire to heat up the stew.
Rice.
Okay.
And when they all collect, how many of them are there total?
There are six total.
I will give each one a gold piece.
Oh,
if they come and sit. Nice.
They're getting peaceable. Their leader is basically apologizing for this.
And
it's
I'm
just
going
that,
to, as each one,
you know,
as I do,
the sheriff
like,
will pay them anyways.
I think
so.
It's done.
And as I give each one a gold piece to say, I will, may the lights of Pelor bless you.
Actually, the funny thing was,
I think it's time to break out the
at
group.
The end of the group, I was going to give them each a gold piece too, because I don't care about money.
See, and I only care of helping
point to the
ones
with longbows. Oh yeah, those,
but now you already did
help.
It, so it's like whatever.
Okay, so you're gonna take them hunting.
Man.
Yes.
The other ones.
Okay.
Thanks to her brew, I'm gonna drink with them.
Okay, the two will go out. Go ahead and give me a survival roll. By the way, it's a little more difficult because literally all the game is poached out here, which is why they're resulting in banditry.
But they're terrible bandits.
We have music too.
Yep.
We can all play music.
Oh, yes.
I can.
And that will be a...
Yes, but
15.
You can enjoy it.
A 15? Okay, you guys do get some game birds.
That's what I'll be doing.
They're small,
what
they're scrawny, but
I'll
it's
go
something.
Too.
It's a meal.
Okay, you're going with them?
Ooh, she did very well.
Yeah, I did very well. Yeah,
she
that would be like
animals ex nihilo.
Since I'm using my bow, that's a 24.
Okay, you brought back
survival.
Okay, so that's make that a
22.
Yeah, if there's
22.
One roll you can make.
Okay,
it should be
you found
a brace of rabbits.
Well, not full, a full brace because game's really
brace of rabbits.
A brace of.
So you actually come back with, you know, some groundhogs, but they're edible.
And they can keep those for later.
Actually, if you pack them in mud, and then you put some coals into the ground, and then you cook them, you bury it for a few hours. Yes, but this, they can have it for later.
Yes.
Okay, and then it will cook for a good long while, and then when you pull out, when you take the actual clay off, it will peel the skin off.
It's the most
I don't
way
really
to do
care
groundhog.
About that.
And porcupine.
Uh-huh.
It works. A
and if you stuff the if you stuff it with herbs, and before you do this, then it will saturate. Of course, you want to, you know, gut it. Just like, but leave the skin on, because then when you pull it out, you can pull it off.
Right, and the bones are a good treat too, you know.
I spent many times
well,
in
they're
the,
sharing
in the kitchen.
Drink. The one hungry guy who's just listening and salivating, you hear his stomach churning every time you mention. He's like, I've been eating bone broth for 3 weeks now.
Well, here, have some real stool.
And he looks at you like goddesses, but you have food, and he just... You see him season his bowl of stew with a single tear.
Aww. Aww. Aren't actually not lawful good.
Actually, no, I'm only chaotic good.
Oh, I'm lawful good. All right.
You need to be a little more chaotic.
I'm neutral good.
Yeah, but I will kill things on a heartbeat.
You're neutral, baby.
I will kill
I'll burn you like the sun.
If I think that you are evil, I will kill you.
Okay, and the others that are drinking with the druid, they seem to be good earthy folk, you know. They're sitting down, you know, passing the flask, because they do have a flask of liquor, because that's one of the few things they do actually have.
A lawful really, good person would follow the law, wouldn't they?
Yes, they
yes,
would.
I would follow the law. Lawful part is follow the law, the good, evil, or neutral part mm-hmm. is how you are.
Yeah.
Race. I don't have to follow the rules.
So lawful evil means you follow the law, but you'll do anything to get ahead.
Yeah, you're an evil
like
lawyer.
Domination,
yeah.
You
same.
Like hierarchy.
So...
Not you like structure.
I won't necessarily, you know.
Evil structure.
It's stylish.
Oh, you know.
In other words,
made their uniforms.
To be honest, that's all you're
Christian
really
Dior
need.
Did their uniforms, not joking.
No,
it was
Hugo
Boss.
Hugo Boss.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I know.
Now, in his defense, that was early in the Nazi regime. When
that's
they were
true.
Just like,
but they have to admit they were stylish.
Very
but
stylish.
You know, they had multiple stylish. Types of uniforms, too. It's kind of like stormtroopers. You know, where they had, like, the winter ones and the, you know.
Let's make it clear for the podcast listeners. We don't like
them. We don't.
We are anti-Nazi.
I'm Jewish, but the uniforms were cool.
Every one of the games we have, we punch Nazis when we can.
Oh, exactly.
Right. Have you ever seen the YouTube one where they have the two Nazi officers going, it's like, hey, are we the good guys or the bad guys? It's like,
BBC.
It's like, we're
was
the
on a
good
BBC
guys.
Show.
It's like, but we're wearing skulls. Don't skulls usually mean bad? And they're like, wait a minute, you're right.
And it's from one of the BBC shows, so it's these two guys with really heavy
it's
British accents
awesome.
Going,
I think we're the bad guys. But they said we were the good guys.
Okay, back to the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so the guys are passing the flask with you, and it's like, oh, that was made with the... turmeric and some other roots that we fermented with some spit. But it'll do the job. It'll do the job.
It's better than what they serve on ships.
Oh, yeah. Well, then right here I've got some fine red wine if you'd like some of that.
Okay, and they're getting quite sloshy with you guys.
They're
having
a good
time.
Oh, you guys are...
18. 18, so I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you guys are a godsend. I mean, between the bandits attacking merchants, keeping, you know, jobs from happening, and our farms all going bad because of the strange weather with the early winds and the heat wave and the river drying up. I mean, I used to take my kids to that riverbed to fish. There used to be fish aplenty. And you see him like, you know, he throws one of the rabbit bones into the river. Now... the riverbed's just full of dead bones and dust.
And I found out I never had kids.
Oh, no, you ate them.
My friend. My friend.
I did. Oh I ate God. The baby goat. We ate the kids.
Yeah, I get it, because they're called kids.
It was so sad, the baby goat.
It's kind of weird
we
that
are
he
not
made
pro-cannibalism.
Because
oh,
the
yeah, wait, the arms are free. She's almost too skinner stage.
Beware, there may
wait,
be a
is she doing the robot?
Maybe
that pre. When she moves her arms like that.
My God, she's holding the
laughing mode active.
She's holding it. Oh, the belly is being grasped. She's doing it.
She has a belly laugh.
She is strong in the titter.
And we have breathed together.
And her face is turning red.
Because she's not breathing.
That took a while to
turn.
Such oral fortitude keeping your mouth shut. It had to come out eventually.
I played Hugo Boss. Alright then.
10 out of 10.
Alright, they killed their goats.
They killed their goats. And the
Bossa Nova.
And the ranger's coughing the dust up that's blowing on this prairie that used to be a fertile grassland.
We shall do our best to see, you know.
And then
cure the war to its purity.
And then one of the bandits looks at you kind of, are we all going to get the plague? And
probably.
They look at the dragonborn with his sign and, you are a dragonborn, right? You don't have the grayscale?
Yes. Oh, Game of Thrones reference.
Yes, our homestead was off to the southwest there until it was burned.
So what about these fire cultists?
Oh, what fire cultists would those be? Oh, we are. All right, it's good.
Do you mention you're the fire cultists that you've run into? And what do you tell the group?
Run into?
Well, like, the fire cultists. Your history with.
I was not told there are fire cultists.
The most I had is them running off as they were finished with my homestead by the time it was done. I know who they were affiliated with. I knew that. No, they're fire cultists, but I don't know any of their names.
Oh.
But they will.
We will burn make as them suffer.
Well, I do think that we should stomp out their plaguing influence on the land. Those fire cultists are just not.
Certainly, if they're responsible for this heat wave.
Oh yeah, they're so many lives. Terrible, terrible people that
what
can't
do you know
be trusted.
About
yeah, oh, it's like ask them.
Oh,
about...
I've heard the rumors. I've heard the rumors of their terrible ways.
Ask these men if they know anything
well,
about
like,
men in masks.
But what have you been doing? You're a pirate.
Oh, Took, would you like to give me a deception roll?
No, I would not.
as that red egg
should
that you carry feels kind of warm in your pack.
Oh, no. No,
which,
no,
by
no.
the way, I was going to talk to you about it, but I think the red egg you have...
Oh, it's a 15.
I think you stole.
Oh, too tight.
From them, yes.
Oh, well.
Can I roll perception?
Okay.
I was talking to you.
You were.
Well, I rolled a 15
obviously
of deception.
Trying to fish things out. I'll just go.
21
perception.
Oh dear.
You privately believe she may know more about the fire cultists than she's leaving.
Oh, I've heard those rumors too.
Oh, yeah.
They burned that house down. Yeah.
Well, they burned down his house. Right? Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I mean, right.
Do these men know anything about the men running around in masks?
Oh.
Oh, we don't live in... We used to live outside of Red Larch, but that's... Some of the folks of Red Larch are particularly cliquish. How, you know, you're either one of them or you're not. And
what about other of the phenomena?
It's probably
happening
due to all the inbreeding.
And when you say that, one of the guys sulks and says, my dad didn't know she was his cousin. And he goes kicking some dust cigarettes. Not
give this man a drink.
I love you, man, as he's drinking the wine.
So, what about any of the strange phenomena happening here?
Well, there's been rumors of some strange folk just, you know, a few days outside of Red Larch have come and reopened some old locations and things, but... other than some of the strangers in town who come and go, we haven't heard much. But we have heard rumors going into town about strangers outside the quarry area wearing some kind of mask to disguise themselves. And they don't seem to be harmful, but they seem to like lurking and looming.
Oh, that's never good.
As the leader of the bandits kind of points to Silvio and say, They could probably learn a thing or two from Silvio here about learning to intimidate people. As you can tell, this guy's definitely standoffish on
Silvio.
Yeah,
he's afraid of him. He'll probably be afraid of having nightmares.
Give this
about
man
him
a drink, too.
He's definitely keeping his distance from Silvio.
Good.
Well, he should.
And constantly looking
weapons
at Silvio's dagger every
I'm
time
clean
he gets.
My weapons and sharpen
them. Yeah. Oh, yes, he does.
Take a dagger out, clean the fingernails with it.
As you see,
perhaps
the guy,
some music.
As you see, the guy kind of cringe every time the stone scrapes on steel.
I'll start performing with a 17.
Okay.
I'm not very good today with the flute. I only got...
Your mouth is dry. You're parched.
Yeah, I only got a 9.
Okay, so she's playing a few sour notes. It's throwing off your music, but your music's pleasant.
Try that. The more you drink, the better they sound, trust me.
And everybody says cheers and passes around the flask for that. So, is...
Are we going the right direction to get back to Red Larch?
And one of the gentlemen with longbows, obviously they're naturalists, so the group's going...
Tracker.
You are, but you seem to be taking the long way to town. You passed the old trail about... half a mile back that way.
The old band of Johnson things. We're old man Johnson.
No, no. That was bankrupt. And have you heard about that ghost, Riley McGrath?
Yes. I would have gotten away with it too, Ed, because for you meddling kids.
So,
what is that? Scooby?
Ruh-roh.
Mystery Inc.
We totally don't spend all of our time in the van doing
Shaggy the Rogue.
Me and Scooby snacks, too.
Shaggy was the rogue. Scooby was the druid.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that means they can show us the way.
Velma. Yeah. Okay. So you guys Velma. Basically... Velma.
Velma.
I said Velma the first time, and you corrected me. So I said Velma.
We all know who was the paladin in that.
Yeah. Ascot.
Oh, yeah.
Ascot of Justice.
The Ascot of Justice.
And the cleric.
Daphne, the warlock or something?
No, the cleric.
Daphne was the bard.
Hey, it was 4th edition. Bard's healed.
Yeah. She played some weird
music.
She
healed somebody.
She'd like to lay on her healing touch.
Yep.
Or did she use the magic words from her mouth?
Definitely performed for the paladin. Yeah.
Okay. So now we know the right way.
So you guys have been given directions. You guys going to spend the night camping out with these guys?
Oh, you know.
How long will it take to get back to the town?
Sure. If you take, and basically the scouts will give you this game path that will get you into town in like 2 hours.
Let's do that.
Let's just go in.
Okay.
And as I leave, I drop them coins of
like
gold.
Drop on the ground like you filth, here are some gold coins
more,
with disdain?
Not like filth, more like, I don't need it.
Okay. Could have just
she's
been,
not very personal.
She's not. She's
I'm not.
Whereas I went
all.
To each one and blessed them.
Okay. I'll take that.
As the druid walks up and says, oh, my friend dropped this.
How many coins was that?
and one of the guys who's drunk, and Carrie, how many coins did you drop?
Six. One
six coins. So six gold coins. And one of the guys who's still drank too much looks back and goes, I like that druid. He's a really great guy.
He stole your coin.
He even gave his friend their purse when they dropped it.
I'll toss him a coin that's totally came from a gold coin that totally came from me.
Okay, and
I like you too.
He like lunges for it. He lunges for it and kind of like passes out mid lunge and just passes out there breathing dust with the gold coin right between his hands where he landed.
I'm gonna drag him into shade.
Aww.
Want to be nice.
Don't let the dragon's gonna
dragon.
Because yes, it was your friend who had his homestead burned down.
Aww.
You guys
yes.
got
they bonded.
You got something
he
there.
He definitely needs a shadier time.
Aww. Okay, so you guys are heading back into Red Larch.
Yes, we had a fabulous repast.
Okay, so you guys are.
Wouldn't mind staying.
Popped up on a little victory. You're feeling good. Things are going
a little
good.
More than victory.
Well, there is an inn, so.
Oh, yes.
And we have an inn at the inn, remember?
Yeah. We do have,
we
an,
have
inn
an inn at the
inn.
Yes, the druid and I.
Rice.
What?
We know the person who works there.
Rice here. Because
I thought we were talking about
gotcha.
The bathhouse.
No. From the bathhouse, she
you
sent
were
us to the inn.
Yeah. Oh, let's not go back to that person.
She's the one who told us about Redlands.
I also seem to remember her handing out some gold that I took from her.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
And then gave to the rest.
Because
of
I care
party.
Little for money.
If you want, you can give the gold I gave you back.
You didn't give it. Well, no.
Okay.
I'll
so, what are you guys doing when you head back into Red Larch? I'm
well,
proud of you guys. I said it twice and you didn't say it.
Well, you allowed us the one.
Yeah.
So we're good.
I will head to the Shrine of All Faith.
Okay.
To let the others know that we purged this evil from the Red Rock. Red
Lance
Rock.
Lance.
Red Rock.
Rock.
It's like Blazing Saddles.
Lance Rock.
I'm going to go to the bar to continue.
The tap house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find the sheriff.
The sheriff?
Yes.
Okay. Who's out butchering chickens.
I'm going with the druid.
And I'm going to
meet my friends at the bar after
okay.
I report.
So the ranger and the druid are heading off to the bar. Okay.
Should I make another?
Right, I'll be going to the bar as well.
Oh, Took's gonna go reestablish some friendships, some kinship.
You know, it's a good place to network, as it were.
And where's the Dragonborn going again?
I'm gonna
the
use
sheriff.
Yeah,
just sheriff.
The sheriff.
Okay.
So you two
and
are going
Sylvia,
to the sheriff.
Sheriff
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. So first, Silvio and our sorcerer will be going to the butcher shop. As you guys get there, you notice they're at full tilt. They're butchering chickens because apparently, since crops have been failing horribly, chickens are the number one food in town.
Oh dear!
As you guys come up, brah, splat!
Aww.
Oh, this one's too scrawny.
That'll be for the cooking pot.
And the sheriff looks up, wipes his hands on a dirty rag.
They have to eat too, otherwise they don't get fat.
Oh, boys, it's the deputies. So how's the bandit situation going?
Well, Lance Rock is cleared. Nasty necromancer up there. We didn't meet terribly much of the bandits. There's a couple of old farmers who took to banditry, but I'm pretty sure they're not your main problem.
Did you have another report of where those bandits are?
Did you check out those spots I was telling you about?
The quarry and the...
It was in a different direction than Lance Rock.
The Dragonborn is playing a bit dumb. The quarry and the...
The quarry? Who said anything about the quarry?
Oh, we had rumors on the quarry. Some weird people looming in masks. They might have information at best, but they're probably not a threat.
The rumors are probably just someone drinking too much on a full moon night, thinking they see things out of piles of rocks. Quarry's none of our concern.
Yeah, he's in on it.
Just saying.
I'm not there, I know.
Considering I rolled one on the inside, I...
You completely believe that. You're like, you know what? I believe you, good sir.
Yeah, what is Sylvia?
12.
A 12? You're going to make me have to roll a deceit.
Yes.
If it's deceitful.
Oh, you.
12 with bonuses or 12 before bonuses?
12 without bonuses.
What's your bonus?
It was minus one.
Minus one?
11.
Oh, okay. He you believe him.
Wait, no, you got 12 with bonuses.
Okay.
Because you rolled a 13.
I rolled a 13.
Minus one.
Okay, so you get the hint that he might not be telling you everything.
He doesn't want us going to the quarry.
Yeah, the quarry is not a problem. The boys work there at the quarry on occasion when extra work is needed. But mainly those two spots I was telling you.
So if he's deceiving us about the quarry, we shouldn't go there. But I don't really want to go anyway. So I'm not going to say anything yet.
How about you guys look a little road worry? I mean, and how about...
I'm going to take a bath after this.
And
that's what I really want.
How about a chicken and he grabs a dead chicken by the legs with its head cut off and it's just dripping?
As appealing as that seems.
You killed a necromancer. Here's a still bleeding dead chicken. This is how we do justice in this town.
I'll tell you what,
how we
say
I'll come back
you.
For it after my bath and maybe it'll be cleaned up by then.
Yeah, we're
going to
do
smooth.
Go clean up, guys, and he kind of throws in the dirt with the other ones that are.
Oh.
That's how we clean
chickens. This is where they butcher, not where they
clean
for the market. Okay, so you guys are heading off to the bathhouse?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, meanwhile, at the shrine, you go up there and you're telling the father exactly what. Yes, Imdar.
Yes.
Yes.
Father
Imdar. Father
Imdar, we have just returned, my group and I have just returned from the Lance Rock, where we found a most horrible necromancer. We have destroyed him and his vile creations. And we have closed the rock so none may enter.
Thank you, my child. Come, cleanse yourself. We have one of the chambers where you can clean the road off of you and any of the filth that may have come into contact with the grace of Pelor.
Yes, as Brother Varric says, cleanliness is the next to Pelorness.
Oh my God.
Your words strike a chord of truth.
Wait, did you say Palorness?
Palorness.
Palorness. Because, of course, the father is a priest of Kord. And he kind of smirks, the cute old man smirk. We make priest jokes. But seriously,
the temple.
It's like humor is another form of light. Lightheartedness, see?
Oh, seriously, religion is
it's
no joke.
No. Just saying.
Cleanse yourself, like child, and we shall pray on what the God should have us do next.
Thank you.
And of course, the acolyte, she brings you fresh water because, you know, she worships Melora, who's the goddess of the water. So she wants to make sure you got fresh, clean water.
I'm going to ask her, how long ago did that river bed run dry? That brook or whatever?
You basically describe the location. She's like, well, we usually come in and rotate, but from what we've heard from the worshippers who have been praying for rain, and Melora has not been able to answer their prayers. Most of the wells have been dried for about 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay.
That needs fixing.
Yes, that does. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, meanwhile, in the tap house, Druid and the ranger are sitting down while they're watching Miss O'Toole get wooed by the mugful.
As
are you sure that's the right directionality to
that? As I walked in, I took a drink from some table that wasn't looking.
As he does.
As a pirate is wont to do.
You've pirated some drink.
Very piratic.
As he comes up and says, "Sotuk, my dear."
Oh, aye.
Riona. He would call her by her
Riona.
First name.
What a lovely jug you have there.
Do you like my new jug? Thank you. It's very,
really
weird. It's efficient, you know. We found it in the most strange place. Amidst darkness and death and necromancy, this wee bit of goodness was hiding. Would you like a drink from my jug?
Oh, I'd like to put my lips on your jug.
Oh, you can put your lips on my jug. But you know, you need to handle it carefully because it's rather, fulsome.
Oh, I'll be gentle with my hands. These may be the hands of a tavern keep, but they're soft, soft hands. And he goes out and strokes your cheek.
Stop.
If I start a bar fight, will this stop? Yeah. I will throw something at him. This.
It's not so bad. It could be much worse, you know.
Okay, so as they're wooing each other over at the bar.
With our jugs.
And the jug talk is, you know, being very jugular.
You're getting juggy with it.
Nah.
This reminds me of Douglas.
What?
You don't have to know. Douglas. You had to be there.
You had to be there to get it.
Yeah, and you have to believe in the all-powerful Nug. You got Nug bits, guys have man bits. And you don't want your man bits to be mundane bits.
You don't want anything to do with the mundane. So as you two are sitting there and you're listening to the crowd, the ambiance of the tap house, you guys hear a couple guys complaining that, you know, damn it, we got hit by bandits on the way in. Bandits. Not only did they steal the water, but damn it, they stole the cage that with the
cage.
Well, they're bringing animals in.
Yeah, we were going to Brightport to sell that at market for, you know.
Hey, what you talking about? Said your cage.
They look at you like, well, what's it to you?
Interested in the town.
I'll tell you a story if you wet my whistle here. Bring us another round of drinks and come on over. We'll talk to you.
Hey, the bartender is distracted.
Yeah, are there any drinks near him?
Oh, there's quite a few because he's making sure there's a there's a line of drinks.
Not hiding it. Taking drinks.
So as he's completely distracted, sitting here wooing the voluptuous dwarf. What is your charisma, by the way?
Oh, let's see. What is it? It's 12.
Okay,
can
that's
we
not
say
bad.
I reach over to the bar, get one of the platters that like waitresses would hold?
I'm 12.
Oh,
no, I'm 14.
There.
Right?
You're hot.
You are hot.
Ha!
I'm
9.
And he likes that earthy smell.
Right. So the mushrooms.
So what was your stealth?
He's not even trying.
I'm not
so,
stealthing.
So,
just do it.
Distracted. That's the, yep. that's the key, right? And then he's just walking behind the bar, pouring out on the tap, and then walking back.
The bar, the barmaid, she comes up with the pictures, sees you taking a platter with the pictures, and she goes back to the bar to put these pictures back where you just stole them from. And as she looks at you serving yourself, and she's you can see she's counting, and she's going behind the bar, and she's putting some hash marks on a piece of parchment there.
Oh, yes, she does.
She started you a tab.
Good.
Okay, so you bring drinks over to the table? Mm-hmm. These...
He's going to blame that tab on one of us.
Or on
his
friends.
Good friend.
Good friend?
Yeah. Good friend.
It's in my alignment. I don't buy things. I take and my friends pay for them for me.
Oh, is that how it works?
It is.
That's how the wealthy kleptomaniacs work. Oh,
that's how pure,
we'll pay for it.
That's how
worry.
Pure neutral works.
So these guys have to take their feet off the chair next so you can sit down and say, you guys look like you could be rough and tumble types yourselves.
Yeah.
So we were heading to Red Larch here, and apparently we got waylaid by some professional highwaymen out there.
Professional, you say?
Oh, yeah. They had booby traps and all prepared for us.
Ooh. What'd you lose?
Well, a merchant that was, you know, had the food supply stuff, but the big thing that gave him a big old case of heartbreak was the fact that he had an animal that he paid some wilderness types to catch.
What animal?
Big old bear. They got it, it was locked up in a cage, and apparently the bandits took wagon and all.
What do bandits want with a bear?
In this part of the country, probably.
Did you see where the wagon trails went?
Once the merchant didn't have any coins in his purse, he wasn't going to be able to pay to get us to go after him.
So you're a hired man.
Puts his hand on a sword hilt and says, this sword, this is a sellsword sword. If I'm not making coins... It doesn't come out of its sheath.
These aren't the same guys.
No, these are different guys.
No, those were...
Those guys have actually...
Wagon ears.
Those guys have seen you come in the bar, and they discreetly left the tap house.
That was smart.
No worries. Bandit in or the merchant in town?
He's somewhere about probably at the inn crying his eyes out. That's why we came over here to the tap house. Because... We know better.
You know, we...
You always keep your coin purse in your boot. That way
no,
you
we give him a
get
price
bought.
If you get him back his stuff or...
From what I heard, he ain't got nothing to pay nothing now, so...
Sure.
Sounds like these bandits are a problem.
So just remember that, folks. If you're out on the road, always keep two purses on you. One with a few coins on your
Speaking
side.
Speaking of purses, I'm going to give four to the all shield. Four gold pieces to the all field.
All face shrine?
Yeah.
Just a heads up, it's 1 o'clock.
Okay. And keep your other with your real coins tucked away in your boot. That way you don't lose all your don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Good man.
Or you just kill those who are trying to take it from you
and then take their boots.
Also works.
She dropped out of character for a second there. She went into Tilda mode.
Well, I feel like
there's a halfling stealing boots.
I feel like this is not nearly enough. Go up and get more.
Okay. And then it's I like your friend. It's pretty nice of him to bring drinks for us. We were just joking about that, but as you start to come back...
Well, I'm not with him.
As all of a sudden, he slides his chair a little closer to you going, you're not, are you? Who are you
What's
with?
What's your charisma, Carrie?
My charisma is 10.
It's been a long, dry road.
And it's going to be a lot longer.
Oh, it will.
Do I hear this?
Pop and position me again, and you will have no member.
Do I hear this?
As you're walking back, you hear that.
Let me tell you, what's up there is not worth climbing up that tree.
She's liable to stab you now.
I recognize he is an ass.
But
But as such, that is what we must put up with.
But I'm an ass with drinks.
Two ass! And they all take a big hard swing.
Maybe we should name him Ass Hat.
As the guy that was, you know, flirting with you slides a full mug closer to you and says, things might change.
Oh! Yeah, it's like as they pour it into his lap.
As he tries catching some with his mug and drinks it. One shouldn't turn down a free drink.
No, twice.
Okay, so...
Huh? After my bath, I will join them in the bar.
Okay, so you're heading over to the bar. You guys go to the bathhouse. They treat you right, basically saying, "Yeah, where have you guys been?" And the poor seamstress looks at Silvio's outfit. And,
all messed up.
I can stitch this for you.
Yeah. She'll do her best.
Yeah.
And she looks at the smoldering magic missile holes and
I'm
goes, "What
to just get new clothes.
Happened?
Just do the best.
I can get you new clothes. You get you the finest. In this town.
We're not there.
As the mayor comes out, where's my clothes?
Sorry, we had this magician weave you invisible ones.
All right.
Okay, so everybody gets back to the tap house.
Tap-a-tap-a-tap.
Because that's exactly what Tuke and the tap master here.
Meet our new friends here. This is...
Shy. The name is Shy.
Good name.
Light of Pelor bless you.
That's sort of an ironic name.
The Light of Pelor has blessed me with your vision.
Aww. If it's possible for a red skin tiefling to blush a little, she just did.
Aww.
Nobody says that to me. I'm a tiefling.
It has been a long journey for
you. He's a
sellsword.
He's seen things. He's seen.
Oh,
and he immediately stands up and offers his chair to you.
Aww, thank you. I will take the seat.
I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up, Thatchery, but I wouldn't.
Because this is a tall tree. She's like 6'2".
She's also a demon.
I'm not a demon.
No.
That, my friend, is a... Species bold-faced lie.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
just because I resemble certain characteristics.
Your horns are scraping the ceiling right now.
And as he pours some of his mead into an empty cup and gives you the empty cup. And everyone else...
You may call me Sister Solace.
Sister Solace.
Or Solace, if you prefer.
Sister Solace, I don't know why you get so offended. If somebody called me a dragon, I'd be flattered.
I am not a demon.
And she certainly isn't a dragon.
I am not a devil or a demon. I am a tiefling.
And there are certain aspects of power that run in that bloodline, aren't there?
I don't wish to discuss it.
There's sulfur in that bloodstream. And of course, to everyone else at the table, you're noticing the reason why he gave
and
her
I get
his
really
seat.
Sad.
Well, I'm going to get to everyone.
Is because he's got a full shot of her cleavage standing over her shoulder.
I'm going to get to everyone an extra
he's
drink.
He's too short.
And I'm going to get you too.
Nice.
I'm
going
to get more drinks.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I'm going to give her two.
Aww.
Because I'm set.
No, to loosen up.
Oh!
I knew that was coming.
To loosen up the tiefling, is that wise?
Hey, I'm kind of good.
It's
I'm
a rave. Light everywhere.
It's like Thaumaturge. I've been reminded something of my past. I will gladly accept the libation.
He puts the sellsword puts a hand on his shoulders. My dear, I have seen this world. I have traveled this world. There are many things under the sun and beneath the earth.
She perks up at the mention of the sun.
That are strange and wondrous and should not be judged on first glance.
Well spoken, Kim.
And does
he's
your
good.
Order practice chastity?
She's gonna blush again. I don't think they do. It doesn't say anything in the book.
Oh.
Well, if the good book doesn't say anything about
it's like,
that,
no,
then you
just
must
blushing.
Not.
She's just blushing.
And he kind of, you know, his gentle, nice hand becomes a caressing hand.
Her tail starts to flick. She's a little nervous now.
Oh, dear.
She's like,
She
starts sipping her drink.
She slows down on the drinking.
Still, as if it's possible for her red face to get a little redder.
Oh, it's glowing.
Yeah.
And he basically...
And the tail is... The tail, because the tail starts to twitch nervously.
As another one of his friends kind of leans over to the druid and he's like, I like you, man. You are awesome.
I am pretty. I am level, you know, charisma 14.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he looks like the man do.
Oh, well, with such flowery and words, I'm not surprised.
That's what the maidens say. Okay, so
I can heal that.
I feel like I need some food to stomach this.
Quickly, quickly, cast spare the dying. Okay.
Okay.
So everybody's back at the inn.
Hey, meet my new friends.
You mean
this
at the tap house. Sorry, the tap house.
This is Shy.
And it's funny because as soon as you guys come in, these guards basically they're like, hey, and they're like grabbing tables, making this a group party. Tables are being brought over together.
And I feel like at this point there is a comically large amount of empty glasses.
The poor barmaid's got a stupid handful of goblets that she's taking to empty, and all you know is the poor barkeep is, my dear.
Well, you're too kind.
Oh, my sweet, sweet Bonnie Dwarf.
Bonnie Dwarf?
Bonnie Dwarf!
I think I've drank too much of your loveliness.
Oh, you know, you can keep drinking, though. It's fine.
Let's have some music.
Right?
Maybe we should retire to my room up above the loft.
Perhaps we should, unless you need some help here in the establishment before retiring for the evening.
So I'll strum up my intro chord, and then in the middle of it, I'm going to cast message. Just take him to bed.
All right, well, let's retire. I think that's a good idea.
And he kind of puts his arm around you, and you feel a lot of his weight on you.
All right.
I think you're going to have to do all the lifting.
Lifting.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll grab him by the back of the tunic, and I'll pull him up the stairs with me.
Okay, what's your strength?
You know, it might be a bouncy ride. I have a +2 to strength.
Is it 10?
A 10?
10.
Yes. Go ahead and give me a strength check just to see if you accidentally drop him or not. Not that he probably noticed.
Yeah. Bam.
Oh, 12.
You actually managed to, a couple times you guys are noticing her strained, but she's carrying him up the stairs.
Yep. Right, we're pulling him.
Looks like the bar keeps going. Hey,
woohoo!
My friend had a question for you.
How far out the town were you?
Taking the trail, if you're on horseback, about 2 hours ride, or probably about half a day walk if you're on foot.
That's awfully close.
Wait, do you have any drugs?
How far was the quarry, my friends?
What? No.
I'm gonna get some drugs for them.
Okay. Woo!
You know.
Is it beer?
It's meat.
It's whatever I can get my hands on.
Yeah, he's had a couple strange drinks that he didn't know that were actually the good stuff.
Okay.
At this point, he's actually had to go behind the bar and dip the mugs in the barrels to refill them because they've ran out of full mugs.
You know,
as far as the quarry,
they couldn't have taken a cage on a wagon very
far. Okay, you can't believe this. They took a bear.
Freaking
it seems
bear.
Seems like that problem will solve itself.
They laugh at you. And then all of a sudden one of the guys goes, the merchant couldn't bear to part with it.
Oh. And you're going to have to feed this bear.
Oh, they're probably going to put that bear in a spit. I wonder how many bandits are going to survive to eat what's left.
They said they were professional bandits. That means they're working for something.
If they were only going to kill the creature, then all they would have to do is stab it through the bars, and then they could put it on a spit.
You know,
do they want the bear for its life as a creature? Oh, a sacrifice? There has been much evil about.
Or they could just be bandits that want food.
Well, here's another option on that sort of front.
He says we're playing music. Far away.
Perhaps, if depending on the size of their lair, they might be able to den two or three of them, which means they might be spitting the younger ones.
Oh.
Bear breeding program?
Well, I need some drinks to clear that out of my mind.
More drinks!
How far is the quarry from where you guys were attacked?
Quarry? We didn't see any quarry.
They're out of town.
I don't think the quarry is related.
Basically, out of character, the quarry is on the opposite end of town where the bandits are. Basically, the guards don't know of any quarry.
So the bandit attack happened towards the rock?
From the bar? Yeah, there's the poor barmaid is seriously doubling her efforts to bustle.
Especially now that her boss
Boss is gone and she keeps noticing you.
I'd like to offer, do you need assistance?
Oh, please, yes. Please.
No, you stay with your friend. I'll help her.
You'll help her. He'll very well have more drinks.
You stay with your friend.
It's like, because I know how to cook.
I don't think that's the problem. I'm going to help her.
Okay, so you're helping her?
Yeah.
Okay, at one point she's filling up mugs and putting them up on the bar. When you come back behind the bar and grabs them, she slaps your ass. If you're going to be a tap maid, you might as well know what it feels like. And she kind of squeezes.
Tap that ass.
I think I should do this some more.
Tap that. As, you know. You notice there's a piece of parchment that's got a hash mark for every one of the drinks you've stolen.
He's going to
so
start
far.
Racing them.
Replaces the piece of parchment. Puts three on it just for good measure.
Silvio! Last name.
See? Told you.
Leader of the Sellsword Band. See, I'm mixing people now. They can't track them.
It's going to be a family affair. Oh, okay. So,
any check was 20 in case it matters.
Oh. Your music is setting the mood. What kind of mood are you placing on the place?
Jovial.
Hmm?
Jovial.
Or are you making last call mood?
Jovial innuendo.
Oh!
Trying to pick up on their rhythm and play off of it.
Wait.
I think right now it's head thudding against staircase rhythm as I drag him off.
Especially since the mighty monk is setting the stride.
Then it's gonna be heads, and then it's gonna be heads. Oh my god!
Okay. As you hear,
don't
the,
even say it. You don't want to say it.
You shouldn't be saying it for another 4 or 5 years at least. Okay, so pretty much you guys are having a blast of a night.
I feel like we need to make constitution saves right now.
I'm gonna take my little trinket, my little glowing sphere. I'm gonna make it. Dance, different colors.
Oh, she's doing magic. Give me a
disco ball.
Dex and a constitution. First the constitution.
Okay, because I'm not drinking much at all.
You said you were drinking a lot.
I said sipping.
I said I got you two drinks.
I didn't say I was drinking a lot. I was like, I'm sipping.
Okay.
So then just the
dex save then.
My bottle.
No, you didn't roll a one.
Okay.
Okay. So you weren't awesome.
No,
Renfair
like,
globe juggler.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But and of course the Seltzer gentleman
I'm making
is
it
very,
change colors.
He's very enamored about what you can. He's like
so blue and purple and yellow and green and pink.
The sellsword's definitely putting on the charisma with you there.
Oh.
He's actually going to go so far as try to persuade you to bed.
Ooh. No, she's...
You're not?
She's too...
Let's see what
no, I'll give you a couple more drinks.
She would be too, you know.
I
was like, well, what would I roll? I mean, it depends.
So here's the thing. Can I roll my persuasion to play wingman?
To help him?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I have to after that
when,
roll?
When he's putting on the charisma, I want to come by and... Give some more drinks.
Okay. I rolled a
10, so I don't know if that helps too much.
No, okay. Not enough. I have 14.
Okay.
But when he starts that, I'm going to come by with some more drinks.
But she's like,
he is very, very, very fetchingly taken by you.
Oh, I'm not going to say the joke. I just thought because that's bad.
It's so bad you don't want to say it. That's
sometimes
pretty bad.
You have to keep it to yourself.
Okay, Silvio. Are you just quietly drinking?
I'm just going to find some wine.
I'll give you some.
Wine in my jug.
I'm not comfortable with jug wine.
Okay, barmaid, she brings you wine. She basically tells you that I've actually got this from the boss's select stock. He's obviously not going to notice it missing, and if he does, I'll tell him the dwarf drank it. And you notice, since now your friend is bussing tables, she kind of gives you the glass of wine, and is everything okay there, soldier?
Well, you see, he started bussing tables, and he liked it at first. Then he found out it's boring, so now he's going to start trying to dance.
This is the town, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, and this is the road, the merchant road, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, let's say a day's journey is... That's how far they were ambushed, right?
No, I said two hours on a horse, half a day.
The caravan will move slower than a small group.
He just said two hours
half
on
a day
horse,
by foot.
Half a day by foot.
Okay.
So, how far... I'm just sketching this with a... well, on some paper. So how? What else is around here? What else is nearby? Is this just a road and barren?
Well, he's doing this,
and the barmaid she'll refill your drink. Yeah, so and she basically,
I'm
good with a quill. I keep the actual books
as I walk by. Really, being the life of the party.
I know. Thank you.
Brought to you by CPPN.
Great.
The Lodge. The Lodge.
The Noble Lodge.
Audible.com. I like how the song is Jovian with innuendos.
Right.
And I think the first line should have been innuendo.
Oh, this coming from the young man.
That's an innuendo. Get it? Because it's an innuendo using the word innuendo. It's humor.
It is.
It is humor.
It's most funny. So what are you drawing, Jim?
Okay, so
I started
she's...
to draw what I knew, and then the barmaid took over, and now she's drawing.
So basically she kind of adds to your picture here. So here's the actual road. Here is what they call the Cairn Road, which then changes off to the Kettle Path up here. They're not hard roads, but they're paths that they... From what, because she basically asks you, where did they say, because she missed the conversation. It sounds like their caravan was going this way, so somewhere in this way. Lance Rock is over here.
So
the new quarry is here, and she tells you the old quarry were in the hills over here.
Is it the old quarry or the new quarry that we've heard rumors
of? The new quarry, the one that's currently being quarried.
So what is around here? Is it forest on either side or nothing?
Basically, there's
mountains,
forests on both sides that are drying out and the animals are getting a little rambunctious. And there's mountains right here. Because basically, all of this area is Rocky Hill Mountains.
Is it a natural cairn?
It is a natural cairn.
So if I was going to hide out, someone to take my pen. If I was going to hide somewhere, this would probably be.
Cairns are sometimes used for directions too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if there are caves anywhere in these hills?
Rumor is there's definitely some caves in this area because one of the locals in town, she's telling us about her son finding some scary stuff in a haunted tomb, because
sounds right up our alley.
Back in the day, there used to be tombs that they would put in the hills.
Oh, that's pleasant.
For the, because
sort of
the graveyard takes up a lot of room.
Right.
And if you're overhearing that, you see it. And because, we the magistrate a while back made it illegal to have... illegal to have graveyards in towns because of, ghouls and necromancers and things.
You have a lovely town, by the way. Have I told you that?
Oh, this town sucks. As soon as I can get out of Red Larch, I am getting out
of
Red Larch.
As soon as possible.
Unless you're one of the elders who are in charge of everything.
They're doing a great job on me.
She kind of sneers at you for that.
So
and drink some of your drink.
That's fine. So right
romantic.
Here.
What
so
do you
right
know?
There.
It was sarcasm.
So right
it was
there.
Sincerely meant.
So if I were to hole up somewhere, this would probably be a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to go somewhere, right? With their giant bear and the random thick crap that they...
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I wonder why they're selling all this. Probably just not all piling up in a cave, right? Is there a place around here to sell these things?
Yeah, good point.
They're not selling it in Red Larch, right? Because someone would be like, hey, that's my bear.
something like a bear? That would be something
No,
hard.
But not everything is food. They've taken things that aren't food. They're surely not piling up for no reasons. I have to take it somewhere when they're done, right? To sell it.
Maybe they just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, probably that.
Everybody is terrible at their job in this town, huh?
How does anything get done?
No, it doesn't.
And she just looks at you, kind of squeezes her cleavage at you, so it's a little more distracting.
Do not care.
You seem to be ignoring the cleavage.
I am.
Oh. And she gets kind of sad
He's
looking.
Cleavage immune.
As she glances over to see what your fast-fingered friend over there is doing.
He's probably a little more excited.
Little finger of fate.
So I'm going to sit down with my map. Okay, so I think we probably won't achieve anything until we go out there. Out of character.
Yeah, we have to decide. Well, we do have to decide where we're going to go next.
Well, we have to handle the bandit problem. So
nice.
We put that off as long as we could.
Okay.
I'm going to start trying to dance with her because I found out her job's very boring.
And she will instantly take up with the attention.
You're doing a jig? A sailor.
I'm a roll.
He's a pirate. He's doing the pirate dance.
Athletics dance.
Athletics, sure.
Yeah. I'll kick rhythm into triples.
What do you do with a
drunken sailor? Oh, it's your advantage.
What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? a natural 20.
You dance amazingly. Woo. I mean, literally everyone is jumping. The sellswords are jumping in with your dancing. And they are clapping to your music. It is an awesome spectacle for the evening.
Everyone's woohoo!
And by the way, you've impressed her much. You will be taken up to the Tavern Wench's small little closet of a bedroom.
Now we're doing another
now
dance.
I gotta roll athletics.
The horizontal mambo. He's gonna dance the horizontal mambo.
Right. So Tuk doesn't have to roll anything because she used her special monk tricks.
Right. Oh, 21.
Oh, that's good.
You really did. Roll.
Basically, the rafters have been dusted in this place. The rafters no longer have dust.
That is at least two lines in the song that they're dancing to.
Okay. So what plans are you guys making for the next?
I think we're
going to
head
out
bandits.
To the
going to the bandits.
Are we doing the quarry?
No,
the
bandits.
In the morning, it's bandits. When we're all over our hangovers.
And oh my god.
Oh, the hangovers. And that is a great place to stop it there.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Kelly, thank you for the dice.
Yes. They are very welcome.
Everybody get to hold these things. They are dense.
They're glorious.
Deadly.
You should hit
them. I'll just stop.
Certainly liked me today.
You dropped one. No! The dice have officially touched the ground now.
No, that's
burned.
Not an M&M.
What is it?
A D8.
What color?
A metal D8. I don't know how you thought
this
was
an M&M.
That is an M&M.
That is an M&M.
Yeah, he's got some weight to him.
Where's the light for?
Oh, you did that.
No, it's still ticking. Go ahead and hit it.